UNICEF is concerned. It says an urgent ceasefire is essential so that the thousands can be vaccinated to mitigate the risk of transmission.
We're looking for something as an alternative, like maybe a polio pause of 5-6 days so a campaign can roll out.
UNICEF's Ricardo Pires says teams are on the ground and ready to distribute the much-needed vaccines, but this is near impossible with the ongoing fighting.
How can we ask children to go to health centers to receive vaccination if they could get killed on their way there?
Only 48 out of the 107 primary health facilities in Gaza remain operational, with some 600,000 children needing to be vaccinated. Jody Jacobs, New York.